Once one mother brought king to one Buzruk and told him that my child eats a lot of gur, was it molasses? Eats a lot of molasses. So he didn't say anything. He just said, come after 3 days. The 3 days, when the child comes, the mother, he only told him, son, don't eat too much of molasses. That's all. If the person asked him, he would have put in that way. Why after 3 days then you told him? He said, because I'm eating a lot of molasses. I'm eating a lot of molasses. Now if I want to tell him why don't eat molasses, I'm supposed to put myself right. So I immediately stopped eating molasses. And they said, now I'm going to tell you. What do we learn from that? We learn that if you advise someone, ask yourself, are you doing that or not? Because if you do those things and then you advise someone, no effect at all. The effect only takes place when you yourself put yourself right. Like one father came to see me some time ago and tells me that my son is taking drugs. When I looked at the son like my father is a gambler. Tell me now, who must I look at? Who must I look at? What kind of money you have, that kind of things happen. So when you see your son doing something wrong, think that you are doing something wrong. You have done something wrong, that's why it is. Otherwise, it will not affect at all. We do not look it like that. You send your son, you tell your child, do not smoke. But you say, my father, you are smoking. So where is the problem? You tell the child, do not get angry, but you are getting angry. Well, the effect takes place. The effect takes place and force you yourself. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali once, he was traveling in the train, and it so happened that it was time for Salah, and there was one gentleman who was very busy talking to him. And they got into a very close relationship. Very close. He was enjoying Hazrat, and Hazrat enjoying him too. Another was speaking to him in a very, very kind manner. Man of the best character. And they began to talk to each other. And time came for Salah. Time came for Salah. So because he was so close to him, now the time came for Salah. So they all got up in Salah. But this man did not wake up for Salah. So Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali tells Hazrat, why don't you tell him to come read namaz? He said, he knows namaz is first. What must I tell him? Don't get me wrong when I'm saying this thing. I'll explain to you this thing. That doesn't mean you don't have to say don't read namaz. But just to tell you, after you come to know the whole story. He said, well, he knows his namaz. However, he didn't come to namaz. They went outside, they read namaz, and they came back. When they came back again, he began to talk to him even better. He began to talk to him even better. Like, you know, so with more kindness. Now, if you and I were there, and we told the person why he didn't come to namaz, and if you read namaz and came there, then do we know, the way you look at him, that he's your victim. That you are Allah Ta'ala. That you are Allah. But here it so happened, he came there and sat down and spoke to him so nicely, even better than the first time. And day after they parted. After some time, maybe after 1 year, he meets Khwaja Sahib from there. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. You know who I am? He said, no. MashaAllah, be a little. He was a gentleman. He says, you know, the day when you're reading salah,
And Hazrat went out. And he read his namaz and came. And the time he began to speak to me in that sweetest manner, in a beautiful manner, I was melting inside. I was melting to the extent that, you know what, it hurt me so much. The why did not eat namaz? But the effect of that was that after that, never missed one namaz. What do we learn from this? Before you invite someone, think how you invite them. How you behave with everyone. Your character and morals is the most important thing. Akhlaq is so important. Akhlaq is so important. Sometimes people just only read Faraz Namaz and Sunnat. They may not read any other namazes, but they are so punctual in everything. They don't commit any kind of sins, but their character and morals are so high. They do not know what's the meaning of getting angry. Today in our houses, everything in our house on fire because of anger. Every small thing we get angry. And we only get angry with those people who are lower than us, bigger than us, never get angry with higher than us. Those who are stronger than us, or bigger than us, we will never get angry with them no matter what happens. If the worst thing can take place, but the slightest thing of people who are lower than you and bigger than you, you take them to task and you break their hearts. You put them to tears. Same person who came to the masjid to read namaz, he rekat pass, doing everything when he goes home, this is how the condition comes out. What's the reason for that? The reason is for that is because we haven't got akhlaq in us. They say, you know, whenever anything happens to you, you must think to yourself, it happens to someone else, what happens? What happens? You take a personal task at home, if it happens to your mother, how you react? If it happens to your sister, how you react? You do all kind of things, but you don't realize what you do to your own wife. You don't realize that. You treat her anyhow you want to treat. Sad to say, the women are also the same now. When the husband is good, they get all kind of problems too. When the husband begins to say to change their life, to become a better husband, they hammer them with the old stories. But then you must accept all those things too. Through all the years you gave them a hard time. And now you can change. You can listen, Masha, let me change now. Alhamdulillah, very good. But when you're changing, you have to go through hard time too. Because all the hard time you gave them, then the little hard time will accept it too. So what is the problem today in this month that we are doing namaz, we're doing everything, but there's no peace because we don't know how to bring akhlaq in us. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he was going home. I'm giving you this incident to bring into your life that we must become like that. Because that's the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was going home after, and he was no whole day so busy going for lunch. The moment he entered the house, some visitors were there. So Pirani Sahib says, no, I didn't make no food ready yet. Now if you and I going home, you know, we're so tired now, and we're so, you know, going to at home, and the wife says, you know, I'm sorry, man, you know, the visitors came. The food is not ready. Oh, khalas. Finish. You won't think for 1 minute too. I don't know what you'll do. Either you bang the door and go eat. Won't even think what's the outcome of the what the visitor will think to. No, there's no shame at all. Or either you come there, you make a face. You make a face of that kind and sit down quietly. You know, sit down quietly. And if the visitors go away, then khalas. I don't know what's going to happen. What things you say to them too? And we won't forget what you say to. But here the Thani Ramana says, koi baat nahi. Never mind. You didn't cook. Whatever is left over from yesterday, I'll eat it. He didn't say that you must go to the kitchen now to make it hot. He goes himself. He takes the food and then he eats the thing. And after he eats the food, then thereafter he does not just walk away from the house, showing his anger. Very normal. I'm going now. Do you have any work with me? So she said, I've got one letter to write. He writes the letter and then he says, this is what called akhlaq. We Then what will you do? At that time, because oh, visitors, let me keep my mouth shut to show the visitors I'm a very good man. I'm so good, there's no better husband than me. I'm the best person. Today is like this, the outsiders think you're the master. But at home you're a lion. Let me tell you something. What I'm telling you is something, is reality. If you want happiness in the house, well, come down. Come down in the sense of being good character. And do not get angry. The killer at home is anger. What's the use? You do everything good and you get angry and you leave home with a bad note. You don't even know you'll come back home. We know so many people went out and they came back, passed away. We're learning all those things, but when it comes to reality, we see we don't go and do that. And when something happens at home, you don't make salam and leave home. You're supposed to make salam and leave home. That is sunnah. You can dua. See, no matter how, whatever the problem can never be that you will leave home unhappy. Husband must realize the women are always upside down. They will now be straight. And they have to learn also to become straight too. But when we're straight, then we become crooked. We become crooked. We must learn that they are always crooked, then we must even know we must become straight. So if they do something wrong, we tell you to. Why is someone outside saying the same thing? How can you tolerate it? The same words, if that person is from outside, the same vulgar words, whatever, bad words, whatever, you keep quiet because that's your very close friend. And the closest friend is your wife. And she says the same words, like you think she's throwing stones at you. And also, my words I'm saying is not my word, my husband's word is. My husband said, bar kelo, when outside people say something, they said all kind of things, the worst thing, you think they're throwing flowers. And when at home they say the same word, you think they're throwing stones at us. Remember this much, we can make ibadat namaz. We can keep fast, nafil namaz, nafil fast, you can leave Quran, all that is said and done. By akhlaq, keep a mu'min's heart. A mu'min's heart, especially that person who do your work all the time. They've got no one else besides the husband. They exactly show up little, but they think I've got a husband, let me take off with him too. You know, if I don't take off with him, who did take off? Take with the father-in-law. Show the mother-in-law. When the mother-in-law comes, they just keep quiet. Father-in-law comes, they just keep quiet. Husband, take him to task. I can tell you what you want. And Allah Fatima, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, what is Aisha? There's a problem now for your father to make fesla. Father Abu Siddiq came. The moment he came in, Aisha told, no, just imagine, told Rasulullah, be careful, speak the truth. Who is saying that to? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can we say that? We cannot say that, but that wife can say. The wife is everything. So she said, Aisha, they were told, be careful, speak the truth. Abu Bakr Siddiq can run to everyone quite slack. How can you speak that? Nabi can held his hand. He always reminded Aisha, remember I saved you. I saved you. But just to tell you, at that occasion, she could say, we cannot say. We can say our iman goes away. But you are the wife to show you that the wife is free to talk. Nabi did not get hurt about it. Did not remind him of like how we do. One wife make one small mistake, you remind her whole life, you don't remember. Remember you did this thing, like the old washing women. Women always won't talk to, you know, you can give her the whole world. Remember the women, you can give the whole world to them. One mistake you make, 19 footsteps of a shower. One whole mental ourselves talk, there's no forget that. Expect those things. Expect those things. Then you see what a life leave. Otherwise, you know, this hair also you can grieve in what time. And because of me, dua the yana, I give birth to that woman who can be great before time. So very important, my dear friends, Ramadan is going. Anger. Anger. The killer is anger. Every small thing gets angry. Every small thing. At the time he went to the house, he ate the food, he did not say anything. And if someone, you know, I'll give you one story. There was a baker. He sells his stale bread more than Stale bread more expensive than fresh bread. My husband gave her this thing. Oh, so what's the meaning of that now? And all the people buy his stale bread. They don't buy the fresh bread. Where you saw that? Someone asked me, how come your stale bread is sold, not the fresh bread? He said, because my intention is right. What's your intention? He said, as far as time is concerned, this stale bread is more near to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than my fresh bread. So I'm selling with that intention. So everyone look at that intention. So you and I must think that the wife said, yesterday's food that is more near to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than today's food. So you must eat the food happy. You must eat the food happy. People don't keep two wives, they can't have one wife. People don't keep two wives, they can't keep one wife. So many people keeping two wives, I don't know what will happen, to their family then. They can't look after one wife properly. And look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wife asked him, who do you love most? He said, I will let you know. He gave each one a gold, whatever gold coin, whatever he gave each one. And he said, don't tell next one. I'm giving you this gold coin, but don't tell next one. And he gave each one that. And then they came, they asked him again, he said, the one that got the gold coin. Everyone got the gold coin. Not to say the next one. How do you get the heart? You saw it? This is one important thing, that your wife will give her life for you. She sacrificed her family, she sacrificed her friends, she sacrificed her enemies too. Sometimes the husband's enemy is the best friend, but because she got married to her husband, they become enemies too. She sacrificed her friend too, best friend, because he's the enemy of her husband. So how much you must overlook their shortcomings? Shortcomings. But the women don't understand me. They must be enjoying listening to what I'm saying. But let me tell them one thing too. They must also become straight. They must keep the house in order. The most important pride of a woman is the house. If she can keep the house in order, then she'll be in order too. But remember, there's always a woman cooked. Allah Ta'ala Malakil Tawfiq. Namaste. وعلى سيدنا محمد ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور الدنيا واهدنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره الفوز بالجنه والنجاه اللهم نسالك الضعف والجنه ونعوذ بك من السخط فاطر السماوات والارض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما في مصلحة صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا برحمته.